Well, good evening. The time is now 7 o'clock and time for this hearing to begin. This is the open floor hearing for the application made by DS Smith Paper Limited for an order granting development consent for the Kemsley Mill K4 combined heat and power generating station. The application comprises the decommissioning of an existing gas-fired combined heat and power plant known as K1 and the construction, operation and maintenance of a new gas-fired combined cycle generating station, referred to as K4, with a nominal power output of 68 to 73 megawatts on land at Kemsley, Sittingbourne, Kent, ME10, 2TD. Thank you for attending. My name is Kevin Gleeson. I was appointed to be the examining authority for this application, and I'll be reporting to the Secretary of State for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy with a recommendation as to whether the development consent order should be made. I'm also joined by Ms. Eva Sherman from the Planning Inspectorate, who's the case officer for the proposal and is sitting at the table at the back. Firstly, a few preliminary matters. Can everyone please switch off their mobile phones or turn them to silent? Can everyone hear me? Yes, thank you. There is actually a hearing loop which operates over the back two rows if anyone needs that provision. In the event of fire alarm sounding, please exit via the exits, the green sign at that side of the room, and there's also one behind me, and congregate in the car park. Toilets are located along the corridor past the lifts to the side of the reception desk if anyone needs them. Is there anyone from the press present? No, thank you. So an audio recording of today's meeting will be available on the Kemsley K4 section of the National Infrastructure pages of the Planning Inspectorate website as soon as possible after this meeting. With this in mind, there are microphones on the tables which can be operated by pressing the button. There is also a roving microphone if anyone needs that. It would be beneficial if anyone could, when speaking, state their name, who they represent, if you are a representative, and speak clearly into the microphone. Does anyone intend to film or record the event? No? Thank you. So the formal purpose of the open floor hearing is to discharge my duty as the examining authority to hear interested parties who request to be heard. That is, it's an opportunity for me to hear firsthand about thoughts on the application. Unlike other hearings, I'm not going to ask everyone here to introduce themselves at this point, but I will ask individuals who wish to speak to do so when they wish to address the hearing. Nevertheless, could I please ask you to ensure that you complete the attendance list, which is at the back of the room. So the agenda for this open floor hearing was published on the Planning Inspectorate website on 3rd of September, and it may be useful to have a copy of that to hand. It's also being projected on the screen beside me. That really addresses the first item on the agenda, welcome introductions and arrangements for the hearing. Are there any questions of an introductory nature before we move on? No? Thank you. So my letter of 3rd of September containing the agenda asked for any interested parties wishing to participate in the open floor hearing to notify the Planning Inspectorate by the 10th of September. By that date, there had been no indication that anyone wished to speak. Nevertheless, let us move on to any representations by interested parties. So is there anyone who wishes to speak this evening? At this point, as set out in the agenda, if after the conclusion of this item, no interested parties have attended and sought the hearing, in relation to, sorry, if by 10 minutes after the conclusion of this item no one has sought to speak, I will move on to the remaining items on the agenda. So at that point, I really should give people some time if they wish to think about whether or not to make representations, or if anyone else wishes to, or turns up late for this event, we can then listen to anything they wish to say. Yes, would you like to come forward to the microphone? Please sit and press the red button. If you could start by giving me your name, please.
Yes, my name's Asa Presnell. My question is to do with any waste arisings and what happens with them.
So on that point, as I set out in my letter, I will give the applicant a right of reply to any comments that are made. If they wish to respond now, they can do so. If not, or in addition, they can also respond in writing at the next deadline. Are there any other comments you wish to make while the applicant is thinking about their response?
No. That's my only one.
Okay, thank you. Yes, please.
So, good evening. My name is Julian Boswell, BOSWALL. I'm a partner and solicitor with Burgess Salmon LLP, representing DS Smith Paper. The question of waste is addressed in the environmental statement that supports the application, and that can be seen on the Planning Inspectorate website. But to assist the hearing, I've asked Martin Thompson, who is with E.ON, who is in effect the E.ON project director and who will be running the project once it's constructed, to give a brief summary of the sort of waste issues in relation to the project.
Thank you.
So in terms of waste, in general, waste will only be produced during the construction phase of the project. Okay. So in the event of any spoil being generated at the site due to removal of concrete surfacing or trench excavation, is proposed that subject to suitability of the material, it will be used as a sub-base or fill material during the construction operations at the end of the K4 site or at the wider paper mill site.
Thank you. I could ask one further question. Within the actual process that, when the actual plant's operational, and forgive me, it might be a bit of ignorance here, but is there actually a waste arising from the actual process at the end of what you do, and where will it go to?
Okay, so in terms of operation, there'll be no waste arising. So it's a gas turbine based CCGT plant, CHP plant, and unlike some conventional power stations, there'll be no waste arising.
Lovely, thank you. That answers everything.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Given that we have had just two brief questions, I will await a further 5 minutes before moving on to the next agenda, in case anyone else does turn up. So on the basis of no further comments or questions within the time period I specified, I'll now move on to agenda item 3, which is the review of issues and actions arising, arising being key word there. So can I ask the applicant, is there any wish to elaborate on your responses in writing? Would you be wishing to do that?
Julian Boswell on behalf of the applicant. I don't think so, sir, because as I've already explained, issues around and waste and related topics like emissions are set out in the ES, so I'm not sure it would assist to add to that.
Fine, thank you. So agenda item 4, next steps. Are there any other matters that anyone would wish to raise at this point? No? No, thank you. So item 5 then is closure of the hearing. So thank you for attending the hearing today. I'll take on board what I've heard, and I can confirm now that the open floor hearing is closed at 7:20. Thank you very much.